Part 2. How does mentoring differ from counselling and coaching? There is some debate over the intersection between mentoring, counselling and coaching. Mentoring is not a strict discipline, and many of the skills associated with mentoring are also used in counselling and coaching interactions. These might include active listening, questioning and summarising, and the ability to empathise, understand and respond sensitively to another's concerns. The goal in each case is to facilitate the exploration of needs, motivations, desires, and thought processes to assist the individual in making real lasting change. It is possible, however, to draw distinctions between the three areas. Counseling, typically, but not always, focuses on the past with a view to helping an individual to resolve current emotional issues. The relationship between counselor and client is often long-term, and there is minimal, if any, personal disclosure from the counselor. Coaching focuses on the present situation with a view to helping an individual to achieve certain developmental goals. It is usually a short-term relationship in which the coach's primary goal is to help an individual to gain new skills or improve performance. The coach sometimes, but not always, provides direction or instruction in a specific area of expertise. There is limited personal disclosure from the coach. Mentoring also tends to focus on the present situation with a view to helping an individual to manage their own learning in order to maximize career potential. It can be an extremely long-term relationship in which the mentor's main goal is to provide personal support during learning rather than providing instruction in a specific area of expertise. The mentor questions, challenges, and provides options rather than teaching or providing answers. There can be a significant amount of personal disclosure if relevant from the mentor.